Mike Effect Continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Before the break, we met filmmaker Bob Murray, who traveled around the country and, at the risk of personal rejection, filmed his experiences on 8 first dates with women he'd met through online dating services. Kate Balsley's short film, which screens along with Murray's movie at the Milwaukee Film Festival, draws upon personal experiences on the topic of creative rejection. Her film is called The Cucarantula. When a spider crawls out of the sink one night during a business date, things go from bad to worse to better. The film is peppered with animation and quirky characters, and Balsley stopped by the Lake Effect studio recently to speak with Nathan Royster and share the story of the film.
There's not a biographical element to this film, and so I thought that to make the character a writer, it was kind of like maybe a thinly disguised veil for myself being a filmmaker.
And so how did the idea come about?
Well, there were several things. For one thing, when I was a graduate student, I lived down in Carbondale, Illinois, and I lived above a Thai restaurant. And no matter how clean I kept my apartment, in the summers we were always getting cockroaches. So things were always coming out of my bathroom drains. And it was pretty icky. It was pretty icky. And one afternoon I'm in the bathroom and I'm washing my hands and I notice that there's this gigantic cockroach had crawled out of the drain and it's waggling its antennas at me menacingly. Of course, I freak out and I can't handle cockroaches, but my roommate could and she was just able to smash them with the nearest library book. But I think what really inspired the film was one night I was out with somebody and I asked him, what do you think of my latest film? And he says, do you want me to give you an honest response? And I said, of course. You know, I value honesty. I value creative criticism or rather constructive criticism. He says, okay, to be perfectly honest, I'm glad you didn't show anybody because you really embarrassed yourself. I took it, you know, very personally. And, I was very, very upset by the remark. And since he was a friend, I valued his input. And I went home and I deleted the project off of my computer. And so, you know, that the copy no longer existed. Looking back on the experience, I really, really wish that I hadn't. I really wish I hadn't based my evaluation of this project based on one person's opinion. We tend to ignore all of the positive comments on our work and focus on the one or two negative, opinions and put all of our energy on that. And so so those two things, the creatures crawling out of my drains and, you know, the very, very bad comments I got on one of my earlier pieces inspired the film.
And I think that really parallels the short film, too, because you have the cucarantula and it doesn't really ever get seen by the main character, Paige.
Yeah.
As where, like, all the harshness of her dinner date, Clive.
Yeah.
He's very outspoken and is actually pushing his work on her.
Right. Yeah, the characters are cardboard cutouts. You know, there's really not too much complexity in the characters. I wanted to make something that was very obvious. And so Clive, so brilliantly portrayed by my good friend Zach McLean, you know, just over the top, but not so over the top. And, you know, he's just kind of, he's enveloping all of these negative characteristics that we associate with, you know, the pompous artist, arrogance and pride and not being able to look outside of his own, you know, his own work. You know, there's people who, you know, he's getting a kick out of putting her down in order to build himself up. And, in the dinner scene especially, he's pretty blind to the fact that he's, you know, really kind of ripping her heart out.
I love on the back because he hands her the book, his 10 stories, and it says, like, pedantic masterpiece on the back.
Quotes, truly quotidian.
Well, my words simply come out of me as if carried by a zephyr.
I'm so glad you noticed that. Yeah, that was just a tiny little touch that I'm really proud of. You know, he's proud of himself because he topped J.D. Salinger by writing 10 stories, not 9. The Cucarantula, it's a little difficult to pronounce, but just think combination of cucaracha and tarantula.
Yeah.
Because those things crawling out of my drain in Carbondale were pretty big. I don't think they were your average cockroaches.
I like the Cucarantula itself. I'm just wondering, did you do all the animation for that? Because it seems to be a recurring theme in some of your work is animation and illustration.
I actually enlisted the help of a student of mine, Brooke Duckert, who I saw her piece Cat Waco at the Student Film Festival. And I was just blown away by it. The attention to detail that she put into the characters, the movement, even just the mise-en-scene of the set itself. And so I recruited her. And I showed her the script and I said, listen, there's a lot of animation. You're going to, you know, because essentially she was a student at the time. And I said, you're going to be responsible for animating an eight-legged creature. And you're going to be responsible for giving this eight-legged creature a personality. You know, this is no small feat. And she just jumped at the chance. I mean, she just said, yes. Brooke just jumped at the chance. And she said, I want to do this. And I said, you know, you really have to think about it because you are a student. Your own work comes first. You know, this is going to be a big commitment on her, on your part. And she says, no, no, let me do this. Let me do this. And so for the next few months, she designed the creature. She assembled the creature. She completely, you know, imbued it with this personality. You know, we were, the cast and crew and I, when we were watching the clips of animation that she had done, just the tests, you know, we were just astounded. You know, she has so much attention to detail. She was watching how spiders move, you know, how they act. But at the same time, she was also creating this fictitious character. Because we didn't want it to be, you know, 100% realistic spider, because that would just be a little too creepy. And it would just kind of remove you from the fantasy element of the piece. You know, it's a creative animal. It's a cucarantula. And yeah, no, she was also responsible for designing the 2D animation sequences. Like, in between the space of the live-action scenes, you see, you know, these kind of vignettes of exterior shots of Clive driving in his car and, yeah, you know, exterior locations of the apartments. If we had gone out and shot real locations, I think the project would have lost its magic. It's such a far-out scenario anyway, so we needed to create this fantastic realm of neither quite here nor there, not quite real, not quite fantasy, this in-between liminal space. Her work just really tied the piece together.
So did you give her complete creative control over what the cucarantula looked like? And was that all her? Did you give her any direction at all?
I basically said, this is kind of what I'm looking for. I said, you know, this is, you know, and the script describes it as a frightful little thing, as if like a seventh grade science class had, you know, tried to clone a cucarantula and went, or tried to clone a tarantula and went terribly, horribly wrong. So I kind of just gave her like a blueprint and I said, this is what I have in mind. And she just took it and she built on it. This is actually my first time directing a short narrative film. Usually I'm an experimental filmmaker, and I would have total control over my project. I'd be in charge of the images, the sound, the editing. But this time I was recruiting, you know, the talents of a crew and, you know, the talents of an animator. And one thing that I learned about being a director is sometimes you just have to relinquish control and put your faith in the talents of your people, your crew. And if you do that, you know, really marvelous things can happen. And like, for instance, my cinematographer, Quinn Hester, I just stood back and let him work. And he was easy to work with. He was, you know, very experienced. He, you know, you can't put the camera there because of this and this. And no, you can't put the camera there because of this and this. And he knew exactly what he was doing. He was very efficient. And, you know, with Brooke, I just said, yeah, this is what I'm looking for. And she came up with her own very creative ideas. So
a short film is essentially, it seems like, as much work goes into it as a normal length film. And when we first were getting in contact to do this interview, you had said, and even earlier this morning, that there's not much emphasis or media put on short films. Like, I mean, even being able to go see them is very difficult unless it's before a Pixar film.
Yeah. No, I don't blame the Milwaukee Film Festival at all for that. You know, they have limited space, I understand. You know, they're very, very good at they're very, very good at publicity and marketing. But the short films usually just have like one line in the catalog, director, name, and proceeding. And yeah, no, we took a year and a half to make this piece. You know, it's only about 13 minutes long. And so, yeah, with short films, I mean, you can't just walk into a multiplex and pay $10, $15 on a short film. You know, usually you see them in collections, and they're not really all that marketable unless they're in some kind of traveling, touring showcase. And here in Milwaukee, you know, last time I saw a short film was either at the Union Theater or at the Time Cinema. And, yeah, they just don't tend to get the publicity features do. They're just not as marketable. You know, you're not going to spend the money on a short film that you would a feature.
Your film, but The Cucarantula, it's kind of rolled in with a bunch of other films. And I assume you don't have any control over that, do you? Or do you get a pick, sort of?
No, I got the email from the festival coordinators, and they said, your film is going to be preceding Bob Murray's Date America. And initially, I was a little disappointed that it wasn't part of the Cream City Showcase, the Milwaukee show, because that's this really fabulous collection of some of the best short films that are being made by Milwaukee filmmakers. And everybody in town comes out for that. The Oriental Theater is packed. It's a great way to share your work with the community. And so I was a little bummed. But then I did some research on Bob Murray's film. And it seemed like it was a great match. And Bob Murray, he's getting a lot of publicity for Date America. It sounds like there's a really, really great documentary on Bob's quest to find a relationship, how he takes it upon himself to travel throughout the United States looking for a relationship. And my film is kind of like this date gone horribly, ridiculously wrong. There's insulting and cucarantulas and, you know, I'm not going to reveal what happens with the cucarantula. You have to go out and try to see the film. So it looked to me, I'm like, wow, this actually looks like a pretty great pairing of my piece and Bob's piece. But yeah, so I think it's going to be an interesting combination. And I think it's going to be really great to see the two of them together.
Well, Kate Bosley, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you. This is really fun.
Milwaukee filmmaker Kate Bosley's short film is called The Cucarantula. It'll screen Wednesday and Sunday at the Milwaukee Film Festival alongside Date America, which we heard about earlier on the show. Bosley spoke with Nathan Royster. That's Monday's show. Tomorrow, as Obamacare is scheduled to go into effect, we'll speak with a Madison doctor about his effort to bring direct primary care to the masses. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for being with us today, and I sure hope you'll tune in again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect from WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. We're NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air is next. It's 11 o'clock.